Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you living a lie? Because one out of nine people are lying. But do they even get caught? What is the lie they're telling?
You liars.
Can I tell you, I've told this lie?
What? You, Miss Goody Two Shoes over here?
If my mom and dad are listening, they're like, really, Radar? You should have seen her when she was a teenager. She was always making up stuff.
Goody nothing. It's Elizabeth and Radar. Really appreciate you having us on today. It's The Mix. So what are we lying about? And what did you lie about?
One out of nine people have lied on a resume. Trying to get a job.
Sneaking things, sure.
And I did it. I lied to you, Radar.
Fraud, it's a fraud, it's a fraud.
You know I lied to you. You know this story. We've talked about this. Yes.
Yeah, you did lie on that.
Now,
it wasn't really a resume, was it? It was more of a like a progress report for school.
Well, the story is when I was in college at UWM, I decided I wanted to get into radio, but my degree was more in television, and I wanted to get an internship at the radio station where Radar worked on the morning show.
Right.
You were kind of my supervisor. You're the person I had to interview with and the person I had to check in with, and you're the one that handled all of that.
I had to sign off on stuff,
Radar
too.
Radar and I go way back to 2002. That's how long we've known each other. And when I went back to my college and said, okay, I want to intern at this radio station, the counselor said, oh, well, we won't approve that internship because they don't really have a radio program. They're like, well, you have to be at a TV station or something close to that to get approved.
Right, and in order to be at this radio station, you had to be getting college credits.
Because I wasn't getting paid.
Because you weren't getting paid.
So
you can't just come in off the street and work for free.
My roommate, who was in graphic design, took the same form that we had to use to get an approved internship for, let's say, a television station, and she botched it and messed with it a little bit. So when I'm interviewing with Radar and I slide this sheet across the desk.
Very, very sly.
I was so nervous thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to know that this form is fake and it's not accurate.
And the form looked great. It was like, wow, this is really good. Oh yeah, you're getting credits? This is perfect. All right, you're in.
He's like, okay, cool. We'll put this in your file. Sounds good. I'll show the boss. You're going to start on Monday, 6 a.m.
It was the whole thing.
And that whole semester, I was interning but not getting paid or getting school credit for it.
Living a lie.
So I'm one of the one in nine people, but I did it to get a job. And so I feel like there's some respect there, right? A little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to do that to get into an internship that wasn't even paid.
It paid off.
Right, and there's probably people out there who want to get paid, so they kind of fudge some things. You know, I didn't write this in there.
Actress Mila Kunis lied about her age to get
she
on
did.
That 70s show.
Yeah, she
and
is.
She ended up with Ashton. I think she's doing okay for herself.
She's doing pretty good.
Now, the people that are responsible, though, for the hiring process, do they actually catch these lies?
No. Right here.
Radar, you didn't, but you're also not HR.
No,
do
but
you know what I mean?
Like, I should look over that kind of stuff, and I did, but it looked legit.
I was so worried. I was so worried you were going to call the number on the form. That's how I would have gotten busted.
Nah.
Let's talk to somebody this morning. If you're involved in the hiring process, and you don't have to tell us where you work, you can keep your name anonymous. Do you catch the lies on resumes?
Yeah.
Do you even look at them?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.